Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. We will worship and praise God today as we look at children during this call to worship.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through His blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. And all the day long, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Father, Heavenly Father, please listen to your children praying. Thank you for making it possible for us to be adopted as your children. Lord, please help us. Help us to learn the place of children in our lives. May we be excited about being your children as we hear from your word and see what you have provided for us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, as we praise and worship you, Father, during this hour.
Praise. deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The Father turned His face away. As wounds which mother chose in one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: His wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. His wounds have paid my ransom.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to tell your friends. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of this ministry is our website, calltoworship.us. If you missed any of today's program or simply want to listen again, you can listen to programs at your convenience. Learn the history of Call to Worship, our statement of faith, and you can also contact us on our website. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your generosity that keeps us on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Thank you again for joining us today.
my vessel is empty. Though once I had plenty, my soul is barren and dry. Somewhere flows a fountain beyond distant mountain. Let me drink from the as we stand here willing to eat from the table of life. Drink from the fountain that flows from the mountain. Let me feast from the Father's supply. So long I have hungered, no man could number the day. Where the rivers are running, very soon now will I taste and see. Lord, feed your children as we stand here willing to be. Father's supply. Drink from the fountain that flows from the mountain. Let me feast from the Father's supply.
This is a call to worship.
Let his children rejoice, for he is Lord of creation. Let his children rejoice and sing a song of salvation.
Let his children rejoice, for he is Lord of creation.
Let his children rejoice. and sing, sing out loud, children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of the wonders he has made, bird in flight, falling rain. Sing of the wonders he has made, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of his gentle healing hands, how they found the lowliest man. Sing of his gentle healing hands, sing to the living God. Of the mercy that he gives, though we sin, he forgives. Sing of the mercy that he gives, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood.
Children are an amazing concept, created by God Himself. Early in Genesis, we read that Adam knew his wife, Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, "I've gotten a man from the Lord." And she again bare his brother, Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. We find the account of Jesus with children. God thinks it important enough to include it in three of the Gospels, Mark 10, Luke 18, and then in Matthew 19, beginning with verse 13. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. God's son, a child, was born. The account from Matthew chapter 1. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. You know, as parents, it brings us joy like no other when we are proud of our children. God is very proud of His Son. His Son. Matthew 17. This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy. Listen to Him. We can become God's children when we are born again into His family. John chapter 1. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. 1 John 3, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Romans 8, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Galatians 3. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Just as we were once children responsible to our parents to listen and obey and learn from them, they are responsible, our parents are responsible for us before God, just as we are responsible to God as our Heavenly Father. One example of how fathers are connected to their children is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3. So an elder must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? From Ephesians chapter 6, Fathers, do not provoke your children to be angered by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. From Colossians 3, Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. From Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. A heritage is an inheritance, our legacy. This is not something that we create. It is of the Lord. A child in the womb is His creation, a gift, and His reward, a prize. As God's children, we should be a good reflection on Him as our Heavenly Father. Philippians 2, Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. 1 John 3, Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are children of God. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. Folks, if you are not a Christian listening today, not a child of God, then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from the penalty of sin and be born again spiritually. As God becomes your Heavenly Father, He loves you unconditionally as His child. He will never leave you or forsake you. And if you are a child of God listening today, then thank Him for all He has done. Love Him as He first loved you. Then trust and obey, for that is the best way to be happy in Jesus.
When we walk with the Lord in the light, to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to thank you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we praise and worship God for children in our lives. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It is important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, once again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information about this ministry, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
With a smile.